This is January 17th, 2005, the Arizona Accordion Club, and our featured entertainer, Mario Padone. Mario, welcome to Phoenix.
Thank you.
We understand that you play in Houston, and you play at the Old Heidelberg German restaurant. And you play keyboard there as well as accordion, but keyboard. I want to know why you play keyboard instead of accordion.
Keyboard as... Well, because it fit all my needs, the keyboard with background music, Latin music, because the old Heidelberg at the beginning from 8 o'clock till about 10 o'clock, we needed to play straight German song, German music, polkas. And after that, we need to play international music. And then I need really the keyboard because we have lots of customers from many parts of the country, Latin music, Arabic music, Russian music, Asian music. Then we need to make all the customers satisfied with the song they like.
And so they're more satisfied with a keyboard rather than with an accordion.
Yes, and of course the accordion, well, I play 5 hours over there, then... To have 5 hours in the accordion in my back is a little heavy. And then the keyboard is very suitable for me to do those job. Exception when it's coming Oktoberfest. And then, yes, I need the accordion.
I will be in Houston in April. I'm coming down there with the... with the Phoenix Suns basketball team, so don't be surprised if you see me in the audience at your restaurant one of the evenings.
Oh, that would be excellent. Yeah, please, you have my phone. Just let me know. Let me know when you're coming. It will be a big surprise and a big honor.
Mario, tell me, you've played all over the world. I know you've played in Sweden, and you lived in Venezuela for a while. Of course, you learned how to play the accordion in Spain. What's the most unusual situation or circumstance that you've ever played the accordion? Unusual.
Unusual, I don't understand.
Unusual, something that you wouldn't normally play an accordion there. What type of a playing arrangement did you ever play, like in a stadium or in an auditorium or... What comes to mind as an unusual experience playing the accordion?
Well, my one of the best experiences in my life was the 2 years consecutive I went to Sweden to attend. I was invited to attend the Great Accordion Festival at Ronsäter. It's probably 5 hours drive in the north of Stockholm. My God, I never see so many accordion together. I think there were more than 60,000 people attending the festival, and probably 3,000 accordion professional. And the big arena, there were accordion players night and day, 24 hours continuous. That was my big experience when I played in front of, I think there were more than 5,000 people that were looking at me.
Now I've been to Sweden too, and I rented an accordion last year in Sweden, as a matter of fact. But most of the accordions in Sweden are button box rather than piano.
Chromatic.
You played piano accordion, of course.
Piano accordion. And I have a chromatic accordion also, but when I have a little bit time, I will start to train. The accordion chromatic is incredible accordion also, and I will say probably 10 times more easy than the piano accordion.
Why do you say it's easier with all those buttons?
Everything is coming together. For example, when you are in the first row of the button and you push 4 buttons, you have a diminish. Every four button that you push is a diminish chord. But that cannot happen in the piano accordion. To play the diminish, you need to change position. And everything is more easy. And I'm not regretted to learn the piano accordion. In fact, I like too much. But I would like to learn also the chromatic. I think probably in 1 year, if I get some training, I can do something.
And I've heard that piano accordionists who want to enter competitions and play faster, they learn to play the chromatic rather than the piano accordion.
That's true. That's true. Because the speed that they can develop is faster in the chromatic and more easy.
You're saying easier. I still don't believe you. You have a degree, a diploma in the accordion that you received when you were 21 years old, and you graduated with honors in achieving that degree. Did that include writing music as well?
Well, the writing music, well, I had my diploma of solfege and theory and the music, but practically I didn't study harmony, because harmony required another 2 years more, and our financial condition in those times, my father could not afford, and then everything I do by myself. If I have to write a composition, I write a composition. And everything I do by harmony is because probably my experience, but not because I went to the school.
All right, so you are an arranger, you're a songwriter. You didn't sing last night, though. I know
no,
you're a
my
singer.
My voice is terrible.
I know you're a singer, you're a performer, you're a teacher, you're a recording artist. What don't you, well, rather than ask you that, what don't you do, what do you enjoy doing the most?
Well, I like to do more what I did last night. Do concert, presentation, recording. I like to record in my studio, invent song programs. And honestly, I never like to play in clubs and in restaurants. I do because, well, I need. But if I have to choose what I did last night, I can do every night. If I can do every night, I will be so happy.
And we were very happy, too. As you noticed from the audience, two or three standing ovations for your performance. It was just wonderful.
Thank you. I saw that make me... That is most important for me, for all the reward, all the money in the world. Because not... For me, not the world. The money is not everything. We need also to live in a different way. For example, last night for me, it was the best time of my life. No matter what, I don't care about money. I don't care about nothing. Just when the people they stand, they clap and be, oh my God, say, this is heaven.
That is a wonderful feeling to have a standing ovation. But you have had some wonderful other experiences in your life. I know you've won some championships.
Yes.
Playing the accordion. Now tell me, what trophy do you cherish the most in your trophy case? Which one brings you the most honor?
Well, when I won the championship in Venezuela, in Caracas, in 1971, I was nervous. Oh, I'm sure I was nervous. But everything went okay, and that was the first championship and the first trophy of the accordion. And then the other one, when I went to the championship of Yamaha, the organ Yamaha, and then I was second place. If I was first place, I could go to Japan for the championship of the world.
International?
Yeah, international. Mm-hmm. Only those.
Well, those are excellent achievements. Tell us, though, you play classical, you play Latin,
yeah.
You play European, you play American standards. Which style of music do you really enjoy playing the most?
Well, Latin.
And excuse me, don't say polka.
Latin music. I grew up in Latin, in Venezuela. In fact, I have all my studies in Venezuelan music. My first teacher was Franco Cupertino from Italy. He's very good, excellent accordion, specialized in jazz music, and very good. Then after that, I had my teacher, Don Miguel Casas, from Spain. In fact, he was the conductor of the Valencia Symphony Orchestra. And then with him, I did the solfege and theory and more practice in classical music. Then after that, I did the 7 years with the professor Roberto Ruscitti from Caracas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did 7 years of technique and more classical music.
Well, now comes the question then. Do you still practice? And what is a typical Mario Padone practice session?
I practice an average of 2 hours a day, every day. Sometimes I skip 1 day, 2 days, but normally I practice every day. And because it's not the problem to remember the song. The problem is this, that I can have the strength in my fingers, in my body, to handle 2 hours of concert. Because when you play a normal party, you play O Sole Mio, play this, a polka, that is practically we enjoy playing those songs. But when you play a hard song, speed song, and then if I don't train every day, and then after half an hour, probably I will become tired.
Very difficult question now as our last question today. Your students tell us that you're too modest, and if you had the right exposure on the right stage, you would be recognized for the musical genius that you are. Now, do you agree with your students?
I'm not a genius. I'm just a person that I like the accordion, and hoping that when I play, the people, they love what I do, but I'm just an accordion player. I'm not any genius.
Well,
I know an accordion player, professional, that, my God, I needed to take my hat in front of them. But I'm okay. The most important for me is when I play, the people, they will clap me, they will like, that's it. But after that, I don't care about genius, I don't care about, no.
Well, there you have heard it, listeners. He is not a genius, according to Mario, but last night he certainly performed at the Arizona Accordion Club, and we look forward to having you return to Phoenix in the future.
Oh, I will be happy. I will be happy to be here, and for me it was a big honor to be here.